Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, and today is a Monday, July 27th, 2015. Don't forget to like the show's fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/Shanice Lewis Show and on Twitter at Shanice Show. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Shanice Lewis. The Shanice Lewis Show is an official media sponsor of the TCF Style Expo presented by Ashley Stewart, happening in Atlanta Saturday, August 8th. The TCF Style Expo provides the plus-size fashion lover a chance to experience the curvy fashionista lifestyle blog in real life. Throughout the day, you will sip, shop, and socialize with various plus-size fashion, beauty, and lifestyle brands. I will be there as your host for this fabulous event. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit tcfstyleexpo.com. Now, speaking of Atlanta, Atlanta has a lot of things going on today. Well, not just today, but in general. And our guest on the show today has a big event coming up in Atlanta as well. Nikki Lynch is the founder and president of Plus Positive, a nonprofit organization for plus-size men and women. Founded in Atlanta, Georgia, the Plus Positive mission is to spread plus positivity by empowering plus-size men and women globally, advocating for size diversity in the arts, and encouraging volunteerism to impact our local communities. Plus Positivity is defined as a state of being confident, caring, admirable, and ambitious. The Plus Positive Annual Summit is a weekend of activities in Atlanta, Georgia on August 13th through the 15th, where plus-size men and women build relationships, discuss what works, explore what-ifs, and plant the seeds for what's next in their future. Today, we're going to learn about this and so much more. Let's welcome Nikki to the show.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Nikki.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm excited to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited to have you on the show, too. You really have a lot going on. So, first, let's tell the audience a little bit about you. Prior to starting your organization, what were you doing professionally?
Oh, wow. I've been what I call a serial entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur probably for the last 15 years now. Started off with my own web design and multimedia company for about 10 years. And then transitioned from that into video production. So filmmaking, commercial videos. Most of my clients were business clients. And if they're not business clients, then we were also telling stories and making films. So Righteous Entertainment is the name of this existing company. And from there, I still do consulting. I still do, I teach business classes on the side. I've got a lot of different interests, and I just love helping and sharing other people and helping to build up their dreams. So it's just kind of a hodgepodge of who I am as a professional.
So from that background in entrepreneurship and business, what led you to start your own organization in 2013? And did you have any obstacles getting started with this Plus Positive organization?
Well, what led me to first do it or first get it started was really just my experiences coming from the film world, film and television. Me being a plus-size woman, I was I was okay with everything that I had to do behind the scenes. You know, you wear khaki pants or jeans and polo shirts, and you're working on set, and you don't have to worry too much about how you look. But then when you win awards or you need to be on red carpet, then it was a whole other environment. It was very uncomfortable for me. And so I started seeking the bus industry to really get to understand how can I make myself look my very best when I needed to. And it gave me exposure to this whole bus model world. So long story short, in that exposure, being to realize that a lot of the women specifically were beautiful on the outside. They knew how to put on the makeup, the hair, the clothes, everything, but they were really hurting on the inside. And I found that a lot of my relationships were to the place where I was helping them just as much as they were helping me. I was helping them heal from some of those emotional scars while they were helping me get my appearance together and represent myself the best way I could. And so from that really sparked a charge in me to want to be able to help more and be able to reach and take people to the next level, because I knew that there were other people like me who needed the help as far as the appearance and how to take care of our bodies and present ourselves in a way that was attractive. But then there was other women who may have had that in a strong manner but didn't know how to deal with hurts from their past or conflicts that they may encounter now or maybe just were shutting themselves down when it came to going out and pursuing those dreams. A lot of women felt like, you know, before I go do that, I got to lose 25 pounds or I got to lose 30 pounds. And they would allow their weight to slow them down or hinder them from taking that step and pursuing their dreams. So that really was the heart of why I started Plus Positive, just really to help people.
And what were your obstacles getting started?
Ooh, my first obstacle was me, believe it or not, because I've always been in the for-profit business, and so immediately I really didn't have any confidence that I could do a nonprofit. It was a completely different world for me. So it took me a while, even though I had this dream and I had written things down, it took me a while to finally say, okay, yes, I'm going to do this. Since then, it's more of a getting to know the industry and really getting to be able to reach those like yourself and like so many others who are really strong in those style areas and the and looks and appearance. I'm really stepping into the fashion industry. That's not my forte. It's not my comfort. So being able to step into that and be able to connect with people who are really interested in helping the next woman, that's probably the next biggest obstacle that I do come across. And it's just I've learned to just trust relationships that, you know, if it happens, it happens, not try to force anything. And I just believe that God will send the right people to us. So I keep going, you know, despite whatever obstacles come up.
So why did you decide to make Plus Positive a nonprofit organization versus for-profit?
More so because of my desire to help others. I didn't really see it as this is my way of going out making money and, you know, putting more money in my pocket. It more for me was about helping the community. And so whatever funds do come in, whether it's through vendors or sponsors or donations, it basically goes back into the organization. All of the volunteers that we have, myself included, we don't draw salaries from this. We do it because of our heart and our passion. And I felt that whatever resources did come in, I'd rather they go back into the community. So that was really the decision to go for the nonprofit route versus the for-profit.
Now, when you say the money goes back into the community, do you mean the Plus community or do you mean the local community in Atlanta?
I actually mean both. The way that our funds are distributed, if you want to say, we do put on a lot of events with our programs where not only are we working with just the Plus community, but our youth, for example, we work a lot with youth who may have been homeless, building shelters, being in group homes, foster care, who really have low confidence and self-esteem. So whenever we put on events, it's really us, whatever funds come in, go right into that event to pour into those children. So the children don't necessarily have to be plus size in order to benefit from our teen confidence events. So that's where I mean where it's the local community. However, our plus community, like the Plus Positive Annual Summit, that is pretty much just for our plus community. We have speakers coming. We have people that'll be there to really help pour into and encourage our plus size men and women. So all of the funds that come in, they go directly into one of our programs or events, and it's for whatever that audience is there for.
Okay. Now, before we get into talking about your summit, I just want to talk about, you know, some of the initiatives and some of the goals of the organization. Now, your mission and motto is to spread plus positivity. Now, in general, what does that mean? Because when I read it, it could be interpreted in a number of ways when I read it. So what was your meaning behind it?
So when we talk about plus positivity, you mentioned it in the intro, we define it as being confident, caring, admirable, and ambitious. And the idea behind it is that you could be confident in one area but maybe not caring, or you're caring but not confident, or you carry yourself in an admirable way, but maybe you're scared to pursue your dreams and you don't really have strong ambition. Our heart is to, through our programs and events, build up the community in any one of those four areas. So really, when we talk about Spread Plus Positivity, even if you're not the picture perfect, you got it all together in every single area of your life, you can come and participate in any of our activities and get built up in whatever area that you may be weak in. So when we talk about spreading it, it's about building up people. And then ideally, those same people are the ones who will come back, volunteer, and help the next person so that it just continues to grow and grow outside of Atlanta.
under Spread Plus Positivity, you have 4 points. We just mentioned the 4 points, but I want to kind of break down those 4 points. So the first one is, one of the things your organization is committed to doing is promoting size diversity in the fashion and entertainment industries. Now, tell me more about what you're doing in that area.
Okay. Being in the film and television world, I'm very in tune with what the things that we're seeing on screen. And so as you are now aware, and we're launching during the annual summit, a campaign we're calling hashtag More of Plus. The idea behind it is that we want to encourage decision makers in the industries to create opportunities for plus size talent. So when we talk about size diversity and being an advocate for size diversity, we want to be able to turn on the television and see stories that really reflect the reality of plus size life. And a lot of times when we do see these films and television programs, pretty much, you know, we're depicted in a comedic way. It's a joke that we're fat, or it's a, you know, or they really, I'm trying to think of the right word. they go so far extreme. A good example is with Melissa McCarthy. Absolutely love her. Her Tammy, these different stories that are different films that she's been a part of, you know, they really go out of their way to make her look as worse as possible when she is a very beautiful woman. And so we really want to advocate and encourage screenwriters, casting directors, producers, people who are decision makers to tell stories that look like us. Like, why couldn't we be the leading lady in a story where the man wants us, you know, and as opposed to the skinny girl or anything of that nature. So with our campaign, we really want to bring more awareness to size diversity in the entertainment industry. And it's not just film and television, it's music as well, where I wouldn't want someone that has some talent to say, well, no, I can't go out there because I don't have a body like Rihanna or Beyonce or whatever, or feel pressure that they have to starve themselves in order to make it just because they don't have the size of any of our, you know, local celebs. So our size diversity program and this campaign that we're launching is ideally to bring attention to that, as well as any opportunities we have to create talent or give opportunities for plus size talent to be showcased. We're doing that as well on our end. So, for example, this latest film we created, which will be debuted at the summit, features plus size actors and actresses as the leads in the story.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So, under that, your other points are building confidence, encouraging dreams, mm-hmm. helping heal emotional scars. And I like that what you're doing is not just the outer, but the inner, mm-hmm. too, because there's a lot of, fashion shows and, you know, a lot of things with fashion when it's in the plus community, but mm-hmm. not a lot of things with inner beauty and inner confidence.
Right. And that's where I see our niche and how we are different, because we really are focused on building confidence. Our self-esteem programs is really about we bring in educators. We are encouraging. We're pouring into the people. We want them to see the value in themselves no matter what the size of their waist is. So whether you're a young teen or even as adults, let's say that there's so many adults that don't have the confidence because of their size, and that is our focus. We do celebrate the fashion industries and what's happening in the fashion world. It is some great movements being made, but even going beyond that, going beyond just the surface of what we look like, we really want people to not only just have beautiful makeup on and look great on the outside, we want them to feel great about themselves. We want them to walk with their heads high and not have it be based on how long your weave is or you know, the latest outfit or whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, we're very big into pouring into the inside of a person as opposed to just adorning the out. But the outside is very much important. A lot of times you could be confident and not know how to dress yourself appropriately. And we like to bring in people from the fashion world to say, hey, that's not the type of dress you should wear. You really should focus on this style because of your body shape. We try to bring educational opportunities for the outside as well as what we do for the inside.
And another thing that I think makes you unique is you include plus-size men in your initiatives mm-hmm. and events.
Yes, absolutely. The men often get neglected. And you know, my husband is not a small guy by any means, but he has to know what to wear and what not to wear as well. And a lot of the brothers, especially when you talk about the diseases and things that they may encounter because of their weight, and I mean, not to say that the women don't, but a lot of times they need that support from other men who've been through it, who knows, you know, who may be plus size or king size, as they like to say, themselves, and know the struggle of I'm trying to take care of myself, I'm trying to be healthy, or you know, I'm trying to, you know, attract this woman, but, you know, I don't know what to do as far as my appearance. So to have the men to be able to help the other men and connect with them and help kind of take them to the next level, that's important to us, too, because we don't want to leave them out. I mean, they're the backbone to our families. So we definitely want to make sure that there's support there for the men.
Now, the Plus Positive Annual Summit is coming up. It's a mm-hmm. 3-day event, so let's go through the schedule of events, because mm-hmm. I know you in those 3 days, you got a lot of things
yes.
scheduled.
Yes, we start off on August 13th, which is a Thursday evening. We've connected with Ashley Stewart. We'll be in their Camp Creek location in Atlanta. We call that the Brand U photo shoot. And the idea behind that is throughout this past year, we've really encountered a lot of people who didn't understand or don't know how to best brand themselves, whether it's their business brand or even their personal brand. So when we do this Brand U photo shoot, we wanted to kind of have a fun way for people to come in and they could get some light makeovers done, get a stylist to be there to help them pick out the right type of outfit for whatever their brand is they're trying to portray, and then actually get some professional headshots done that they can then use for LinkedIn, business cards, or any type of business interactions that they need to do. So we have partnered with Lip Sync Cosmetics. They're bringing in makeup artists to give free makeovers. We've partnered with Atlanta Cherish, this photography studio, who's coming in to do the headshots. And there's various stylists, all these fashionistas who are coming to help with, you know, if you come in and you're saying, hey, I need to upgrade my LinkedIn headshot, this is the business I'm in, I work in government, then they can help you style for that. Or if you work in entertainment, then your style will be a little bit different. And so the idea behind this event is, you know, have some refreshments, have some fun, come on out, get some free headshots done, and we'll just email them to you when the event's over. So that's how we're doing the first shoot. And again, this is our way of giving back to the community. Headshots can be expensive. So for you to be able to come and get them done for free is just our way of, like I say, giving back to the community. So that's the Thursday evening event. We'll have the DJ there. We'll have some light refreshments, of course, red carpet, pictures, and, you know, just enjoy a nice shopping event. And then Friday evening, we call it our Treasure Trade Trunk Show. This is our way of giving back to the business community and support of those who support the Plus community. So we have different vendors coming in. We're encouraging everybody to come out and shop. There's no charge to get in to that as well. Come out and support those that support us. We got a lot of great vendors going to be in the house. We also have a motivational speaker coming just to talk about the real you, the authentic you, who is that person that's on the inside that's hidden by whether it's your weight or your style or what have you, and bringing that authentic person out. We'll have, again, DJ, jazz, refreshments, just a nice adult event to come out to, like I said, shop, support the vendors. It's just going to be a nice event, just a way of relaxing, unwinding Friday evening before we get into the Saturday event. So that's
now
Friday
night. I see this is at GSU. So are you reaching out to college kids or college kids involved in your organization at this school?
Yes. We have different volunteers coming in. We partner with the school. They let us use their space to do the event. Yes, it's open to the general public. It's not just for the Plus community in that regard. So, yes, any and everyone can come in for that evening. So, yeah, it's wide open to the public.
Okay, good.
And so then Saturday, we get into our educational component. We'll have several different panel discussions set up. One is called The Business of Your Brand. That is really about, we'll have an attorney come in. We have a financial coach that'll also be there, as well as a life coach. And the idea behind that is your brand goes beyond, we're not just talking business brand. Your credit is part of your brand. It's your reputation. How you handle yourself, how you handle yourself online, how you handle yourself in public, how do you handle conflict resolution, all of that becomes a part of your brand. The brand simply being what you want people to think about you or see you and how they actually perceive you. So we want really to dig into helping people think about what they're portraying in the general public, whether it's through the different images they put on social media or statements or comments they make to just how they pay their bills. So we'll have a panel discussion. We bring in some experts in to kind of go over some of those things, answer some of those questions that people have that, you know, can really help them more or less clean up their reputation if that's what they need to do, or even just to be mindful in setting what they want their reputation or what they want their brand to be. We'll have people there to help with that as well. Another one of our panels is the Styling Your Brand. Again, for the ladies like me who didn't quite know how to put it all together and make it look good. We have two professional stylists coming out who will be there to answer questions, maybe do interactive help, but just to really dig into the choices we're making as far as our looks and our appearances and how we want to be purposeful in what it is that we're putting out in public. So those will be in the early afternoon. Doors open at 12:30 for those two, and then we'll go into about 4 o'clock with the different panels. And then that evening is our fundraiser. That's the Film and Fashion Gala. And with that, that's where we really will have some fun. It's an exciting event. We, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we shot a film utilizing plus-size actors and actresses. And the main lead character of that film is Alexandria Robinson, who you all may know her as Young Jock's wife from Love & Hip Hop. She's the main character of the film. And so what we're going to do is debut that film at the Film and Fashion Gala, where we'll intertwine that film with the plus-size fashion show. And throughout the course of that, it'll be like a 4-course of samples of hors d'oeuvres. So the film has a food theme. The fashions will be related to the same thing. And then the food, of course, will support it for that evening. So it's a semi-formal affair.
Mm-hmm. What is that a fundraiser for?
This is a fundraiser for Plus Positive so that we can have our programs throughout the year. So our teen confidence programs, teen self-esteem programs, our business summit programs. We use this event to help raise funds for the future events that we'll be having in 2015 into 2016.
Okay. And so... Mm-hmm. Tickets are on sale now. Will they be available at the door?
They will not be available at the door, primarily because we do have to have a head count for food, because food will be served. So, yeah, we'll be cutting off ticket sales 3 days before the event, which, of course, if you guys follow us or go on our website, pluspositive.org, or follow us anywhere at Plus Positivity, then you'll be able to be notified when those deadlines hit.
Okay, and that is $25 general admission, VIP. Now, what do you get with the VIP package?
VIP package, we have a reception, a pre-reception before the event. We'll have a dessert bar there as well as some great music. And then also we have what we call our commemorative mag. It's called The Pulse. And this is a collector's item book that we have. It'll tell you everything about the organization. It's like it's kind of a program booklet at the same time. It's a great magazine that really pour into the community, so you'll get a copy of that for free included with your VIP ticket. And, of course, VIP seating, preferred seating.
Now, okay, so this is coming up. This is like your big grand finale, Saturday, August 15th. Again, $25 general admission, $40 VIP, and $100 for a table, which is – 5 people per table?
Yes.
Okay. And anything else you have coming up that you want to mention or anything we should be looking out for? You have so much going on.
Yeah. Well, we're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking if you support the mission and what we're doing. You can always go on our website and donate. We love to have you. Definitely follow us. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Plus Positivity, because we definitely want to have your support to be able to interact with you with the followers. Our next event after this, we'll do one more teen summit. That'll be November 7th. We call it our Color Me Confident Teen Summit. So that'll be in November 7th. That'll be the last event that we do this year. So definitely if you have a heart and a passion for helping the youth, come on out, volunteer. You can register on our website at www.pluspositive.org.
And let us know all of your social media profiles as well.
All of our profiles are the same, facebook.com/pluspositivity, PLUSPOSITIVITY. Same thing for Instagram and Twitter at Plus Positivity. And then me personally, I'm at I am Nikki Lynch, and that's NICKILYNCH.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I think you're doing mm-hmm. some great things out there in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You definitely have my support. Whenever you need me, just let me know, and just continue success with everything you have going on.
All right. Thank you so much.
And I hope to see you soon when I get there.
Wonderful. All right. See you later. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And thanks to our fabulous guest this evening, Nikki Lynch. And if you haven't already, don't forget to like our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/ShaniceLewisShow. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. And until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.